Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Just ahead, two stories, new woods for high-end guitars, and forget the hills, it's the trees that are alive with the sound of music. But first, this note on emerging science from Rafaela Benin.
There's at least one species that may thrive on our warming planet. That's the tapeworm that spends most of its life inside the stickleback fish. The worms are a common parasite found all over the northern hemisphere. They live mostly in oceans and lakes. The temperatures of these waters is usually comfortable for both the worms and their host fish. But researchers at the University of Leicester in England were curious how the creature's relationship might change as global warming heats up the planet. The scientists put fish infected with tapeworms in two separate tanks, one heated to the water temperature of an average British summer's day, 15 degrees Celsius, and the other 5 degrees warmer. The worms in the hotter water grew faster and larger and were ready to produce their eggs sooner. But the fish didn't fare as well. Their growth was stunted and their reproductive abilities damaged. Even though they were suffering, the sickly stickleback fish sought out warmer spots in the tanks. And the worms appeared to not only fill the bodies of the fish, but control their behaviors too. This study is among the first to look at the possible effects of climate change on the relationships between parasites and hosts. And while the future seems hot and bleak for some animals, including the stickleback fish, the tapeworms are looking forward to their day in the sun. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Rafaela Benin.